It's a rainy Wednesday afternoon here on Airline Drive. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Afternoon Wrap. Thanks for logging on to NewOrleansSaints.com. Rob Nice, pleased to be joined by John DeShazer. John, lots of transactions today, including the re-signing of wide receiver Andy Tanner. They released fullback Austin Johnson. They also re-signed Chris Carr, and that's due to placing cornerback Patrick Robinson on injured reserve due to that freak injury. So lots of things going on here on Airline Drive.
Well, you're having a lot of attrition, especially defensively. You're having to shuffle in bodies. And unfortunately, we've lost a couple of guys, you know, to season-ending injuries. You got some guys nicked up on the defensive line. So just like Jay Richardson was re-signed last week, another guy who was a late cut, who the team really liked, Chris Carr, also has to come back because of that injury to Patrick Robinson. They liked him in training camp, liked him in preseason games. Unfortunately, it was a numbers game with him, but now he's back in the fold.
And being a veteran that Chris Carr is, he knew that he had a chance to be back in the black and gold, and he was quite excited.
I was in Minnesota. I was working out still. And, yeah, I was just hanging out when I got the phone call. I was hanging out with my son, actually. And I had a feeling that there may be a possibility of me coming back here. It's unfortunate that P-Rob had to go down like that and be out for the season. But if I was going to play anywhere this year again, it was going to be here. I didn't want to go to anywhere else and have to learn a new system and be around new guys and get comfortable again. I knew if I came back here, it's a team I'm already vested in. I care about this team already, and I'm just thrilled to be back here. I'm glad it worked out.
And while it's great to have Chris Carr back in the black and gold, it seems as if these transactions are happening every week. And we talked to head coach Sean Payton on how his team can keep up on the injury front.
Well, fortunately, we're getting some guys healthy, too, and that's the positive news. There's been a few guys that have been out that are coming back. And, you know, that being said, you know, when we practice, we make a point of getting a lot of different players reps, not just the starters. So, you know, that'll be something that, you know, at the corner position we deal with. And, you know, hopefully the guys coming back now can help and get back and give us a little added juice.
And this Sunday, we'll also welcome back some former LSU Tigers, Patrick Peterson, and we maybe call him his understudy, Tyrann Mathieu, better known as the Honey Badger. He returns to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Should the Saints be aware of where these guys are the entire game?
Well, Drew Brees says he will be, and you have to be that with guys like Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu. Those guys are playmakers, especially Tyrann Mathieu. We know what he did at LSU. Had his obviously his career cut short there because of off-the-field problems, but when he was on the field, he was strictly a playmaker. And Patrick Peterson has been that in the NFL. In his rookie season, returned 4 punts for touchdowns. Now, you don't see that in guys' careers. He did it in one season. So, you know, those two guys are playmakers. Both of them are going to be lined up at cornerback, probably a little nickelback for Tyrann Mathieu. And those guys are going to have to be guys that are going to have to be paid attention to. They like to look in the backfield. They like to sneak looks. They like to be gamblers. So you might be able to take advantage of them from that standpoint.
Well, one place that we have to know where every defensive player is in the red zone. The Saints are an unbelievable 1-for-7 thus far this season in the red zone. Saints quarterback Drew Brees, his thoughts on how to improve attacking inside the 20.
At least 2 occasions it's been penalties. You know, we get a couple penalties that set you back, and, you know, the field is already compressed enough at that point, you know, and challenging enough to get 5 yards, much less, you know, 15 or 20 when you set yourself back. So we've got to do a better job with that. And I think just overall execution, you know, we've certainly had some opportunities and just haven't taken advantage of it yet. And, you know, eventually that'll bite us if we don't get it fixed. So something we're working on.
You kind of feel fortunate that you guys have been able to pick up 2 wins with some red zone struggles,
yeah,
considering how well you guys typically.
No, very fortunate, very fortunate. I mean, we pride ourselves on being able to sustain drives and convert third downs and then obviously punch it in the end zone in the red zone. You know, we've always been top in the league in that regard. You know, also the big plays. I mean, it's great when you get the big plays, you know, but you can't bank on that. You know, you gotta be ready to sustain drives and be patient and all those things. So definitely an area that we're focused on and need to clean up.
Well, that's going to do it for the Afternoon Wrap. JD, tomorrow is Thursday. That's where you start preparing and implementing the game plan against the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, they'll probably do a little bit more red zone work. We know they've been struggling in that area. And also a little bit of goal line. That's generally what they start doing toward the end of the week, trying to polish up. And you want to get more scoring opportunities. And certainly you want to cash in. They have not done that so far these first 2 games. The Saints with an unheard of 39 points in the first 2 games. That's not the characteristic that we're used to from this team. So we expect them to brush up on that red zone and on the goal line.
Well, that's going to do it for us right here. Tomorrow morning, you'll see JD for the morning report, and we'll be back right here for the afternoon wrap. For John DeShazer, I'm Rob Nice. Thanks for logging on to NewOrleansSaints.com.